Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering AI and customer experience, senior management strategies for scalable service by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And this one's aimed squarely at boards and senior management, not the tech team.
Exactly. The core argument is that most businesses treat AI and customer service as a pilot project, something you run in a corner and then wonder why it never scales. Brett's case is that you need to treat it as an operational capability with proper governance behind it from the start.
Which sounds sensible, but what does that actually mean in practice?
The first concrete step is setting up a CX AI steering committee, a dedicated group that reports directly to the board or COO and holds decision rights over investment, vendor selection, and major releases.
So not a subcommittee buried in IT somewhere?
No, board level. And it needs an accountable executive assigned to it, someone whose job it is to get customer service, IT, legal, risk, and HR all pointing in the same direction.
That cross-functional alignment is exactly where these things tend to fall over.
Completely. And the AIOS framework Brett sets out is specifically designed around that. It's not just the technology, it's governance and the human side running alongside it.
Right, so what's the sequencing? Because I know a lot of business owners who've jumped straight into chatbots and found it very painful.
There's a three-phase roadmap. Phase one, 0 to 6 months, is foundations. Get the governance structure in place, set your data policies, launch the steering committee, and run 2 or 3 pilot use cases with clear ROI projections.
2 or 3, not 10.
Right. And the way you choose those use cases matters. There's a value risk matrix. Start with low risk, high value tasks first. Things like routing queries to the right team or retrieving knowledge for your agents. Not credit decisions, not medical advice. Build confidence before you go anywhere near the sensitive stuff.
That's a really important distinction. And I imagine the KPIs you're watching look quite different at that early stage.
They do. Pre-deployment, you're tracking model accuracy and fairness metrics. Post-deployment, you shift to business KPIs. First contact resolution, average handle time, customer satisfaction, NPS, cost to serve. The numbers that actually mean something to a board.
Not just technical metrics that nobody in the room can act on.
Exactly. Translate it into business language. Phase two, 6 to 18 months, is where you integrate an orchestration layer, the system that coordinates your chatbots, voice bots, CRM, and human agents so that context follows the customer across every channel.
Because the nightmare scenario is the customer explains their problem to the bot, gets transferred, and then has to explain the whole thing again to a person.
That's precisely what the orchestration layer is designed to prevent. And in phase two, you're also rolling out upskilling programs for frontline staff, which Brett makes clear isn't optional.
I was going to ask about that. Staff resistance can kill these programs before they get going.
The recommendation is to publish role redefinition pathways and upskilling commitments, make it clear what changes and what career paths look like, and tie performance incentives to the new KPIs. AI augments the team by handling repetitive queries so your people can focus on the complex, higher value interactions.
That's a much easier conversation than we're automating your job.
Much easier. Phase three, 18 to 36 months, is full auditability. Cross-sell and upsell automation, independent attestations for investors, and model governance embedded into standard IT operations.
And throughout all of this, there's a strong emphasis on vendor management.
Yes. When you're buying rather than building, Brett says to negotiate SLAs that cover availability, explainability, model updates, and data portability. And critically, include audit rights and termination clauses tied to compliance failures. Don't get locked in.
That termination clause piece, I don't think many people think about that when they're signing up for a new AI platform.
You're very glad you thought about it when something goes wrong. The article also calls for quarterly board updates on KPIs, incident history, and investor communications. Make it a standing agenda item.
So for someone listening who wants to take a first step, what's the single action?
Commission a 90-day implementation plan. Get the steering committee formed, define your first two use cases with measurable KPIs, and start building the single customer view. Don't wait for everything to be perfect.
And the full article is at anabu.ai if you want to go deeper into any of this.
And while you're there, you can book a free AI audit if you want Brett and the team to look at how this applies to your specific business.
Good way to spend an hour.
It really is. That's it for today. Full article at anabu.ai.